You grew up in a big family. Your grandfather was in the house too, right? And I know you guys had some great conversations. Can you just share some of the best kind of tools and tips he gave you in life?
So my grandfather was like a river of wisdom in a way. He would drop nuggets all the time. He would talk a lot about character, a lot about honesty, a lot about work ethic, and he was always talking about it, and we could see him living it up as well. He was one of those guys where when there were people who would get in trouble and get in fights, they would come over to our house. And my grandfather would be the mediator. He would sit there and nobody can raise his voice in front of him or anything like that. He was like that guy. Nobody gave him the authority, just used to be like that. So we would often see people sitting for hours and hours with him, sometimes days with him, just talking to him and listening to the stories. So there were many stories that he would tell. But one of the stories that stuck with me most, which was related to failure, is something that I like to share. So the story happens when my dad is in his 20s and he just has just started to get into the business. They were having a tough time in business, so my dad got into business helping my grandfather out. And as he was helping him out, they found this one of those things where there was a deal. They're in the gemstone industry and gems and jewelry industry. So they would get rough stones, which is basically like uncut raw stones with all the crap on it. They would find that and they would cut into fine gems and then sell it. That was their business. So they found this really, ore is I think what it's called in English. They found that in I think Colombia or something like that. And they were like, let's buy that. So they loaned the money because these are really expensive things to do. You couldn't really do jewelry or gemstones was a business that is done heavily on loans because there's a lot of cash flow that goes around. And it doesn't translate to cash for until it's actually sold as an item, which may take a couple of months before it happens. So he took a lot of loan and got a partner to go to Colombia, get the stones and come back. Now, again, this is expensive. This is really like we're talking about 1980s or something like that, or even before that, actually late
It's a long
1970s.
journey too.
It's a long journey. It's an expensive journey. You don't want six people doing that. You're sending, okay, you one person, you go, this is the money, go pick up the thing, bring it back to India. So money is paid. This is a cousin, family friend, right? They go, they pick it up, they come back and they say, oh, it got stolen. Right. Now, there is no way to recoup that money because you can't prove if it actually was stolen or not. Turns out later on, it wasn't actually stolen, but it is in the moment, it's like, oh, it's stolen, and there is nothing to fall back on for my dad. He was like, oh, we are screwed. There is nothing we can do now because we've taken this big loan that we have to pay. We have no raw material to make new stuff, and we just invested so much time and energy into this that we have no new projects that we have undertaken, right? So we're kind of screwed. We are in this space where we're just done. We're done. We're over, right? And that's where my dad was operating from. And my grandfather's comes into the room and he says, why are you so sad? Why do you look so disappointed? And my dad goes, well, this has happened and now we're screwed and we don't know, we're not going to make it back. So my granddad says, oh, this is great news. Let's get some sweets. My dad says, what the hell is wrong with you? Did you just hear? I'm not saying that we got the stones. What I said, what I'm saying right now is we have lost the raw stones and the ore, and we can't manufacture anything for a couple of months because we don't know where to even like get money from again because we have taken money from the market. My grandfather says, well, that's why I want to celebrate it because there are two things I want to celebrate today. First is just in a couple of months, you'll realize that there is never a time when it's over. Because it never is over, right? So you're gonna realize that in a couple of months from now. And secondly, I'm so grateful that you learned this lesson so early in your life. It took me many years before I learned this lesson, right? And so they celebrated, my grandfather celebrated that. And of course, they came out of it in a couple of months because they took another loan, got another stone, got this time, took personal responsibility of getting it, cut it really well, paid off both the loans because of the outcome of that one project that they did. So that was one of the many stories that just simply says when you are in the low and when it feels everything's gonna crash and burn, if you just self-rely and keep the motivation to take action, even if it feels impossible, or have somebody who can at least support you in taking that action, you can come out of it. And that was something that stuck with me, which is why I believe I personally, even in the most disheartening situations, I'm okay. I'm like, all right, this feels hard right now, but I'm sure we can get out of it.